The words that I would like to share with you today on this Father's Day is taken from the book of Proverbs and also in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, honor your father. Yes, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And that if I were to ask you this morning, do we not only honor our father, but do we also love and respect our father, that it may be well with us so that we will live long on the earth? And the answer this morning is no, not always. Unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we haven't always honored and respected our father. Especially when there was a disagreement, a difference of opinion, or things didn't go always our way. And yet, isn't it interesting to note that on Father's Day, we all seem to be nice to our father. And we remember to tell him how much we love him and how much we appreciate him. And even though we don't give our fathers flowers as we do on Mother's Day, all of us remember to give him a card. And yes, to tell him how much we do love him, how much we do appreciate him. I can still remember doing that for my own father for many, many years. Even though I had left home and had our own children. That was also true of my wife, Ruth, in her wonderful and close relationship to her own father. As a matter of fact, that's precisely what happens in our home today. Not only on Father's Day and Mother's Day, but every time we talk with our children on the phone, Ruth and I always end up our conversations with them saying, "I love you." Not only that, but to hug them and to embrace them every time they come home to visit us and every time they are ready to leave again. It might be that last hug, that last embrace we will ever have with them. And I hope and pray that this is also true in your home with your children. Your grandchildren. Even when there are disagreements, even though there are differences of opinion from time to time, that you also will tell them, "I love you," and hug them and embrace them. And why? Because the psalmist reminds us in the Old Testament saying, "Children are a heritage of the Lord." In other words, children are God's gift to parents. And a sign of God's love and favor. And as fathers, we are also expected to honor and to love and respect our children. As a matter of fact, St. Paul says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." The Revised Standard Version of the Bible reads, "Do not provoke your children to anger." In other words, to use restraint as you discipline and instruct your children in the way of the Lord. As a matter of fact, there's a promise in the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." And we all have done that, haven't we? Trained up our children in the way they should go, and we hope that later on when they leave home and go to college and have their own family, that they will remember everything they have learned. We have several examples in the Bible of the love and the compassion and the kindness fathers had for their children. The best example we have in the Bible is the parable of the prodigal son, in which a younger son demanded his part of the inheritance from his father and left home. He wanted to get away from his father and do his own thing. But as soon as his money ran out, he found himself in trouble, in trial and tribulation. He didn't have enough food to eat, nor a place to sleep. So he remembered how good and how wonderful it used to be back home with his father. He realized how foolish he really was, not only to his father, but also unfair to his older brother who stayed and helped with the land. So he finally decided to go back home again. As a matter of fact, the son said to his father, he got down on his knees and he said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." And how did the father react to his son? Did he say, "I told you so"? Which most of us have done. "I told you that it was going to happen to you, but you wouldn't listen to me." Does that sound familiar this morning? Of course it does. We've all done it. But that's not what the father said. On the contrary, as soon as this father saw his son at a distance, he ran to him. He didn't walk, he ran to him. And he embraced him, and he kissed him. And he was glad to have his son back home again. Instead of rebuking and admonishing his son for his disobedience and his rebellion, he told his servants to bring the best robe, a ring for his finger, and he told his servants to get ready for a celebration. And why did the father do that? We're told, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Yes, the father was very happy to see his son again because he loved him so very much. But not only that, he forgave him for what he had done against him. That is also true of the relationship of King David and his beloved son Absalom in the Old Testament. Even though his son Absalom also rebelled against his father and wanted to usurp his authority as the king of Israel, David continued to love him very much and actually wept bitterly when his son suddenly died. We're told that Absalom got his long hair caught on a branch of a large oak tree and died. And when David heard about it, he grieved, he cried, he wept. He covered his face and he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom." Yes, David also loved his son so very much and was ready to forgive him for his rebellion and take him back again. But it was too late. He was gone. And yet neither the love of the father for his prodigal son or David for his son Absalom surpasses the love of God, the Father, for his one and only son, Jesus Christ. And why? Because unlike the prodigal son and Absalom, Jesus never ever rebelled or disappointed his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, and especially his heavenly father. Jesus was always obedient. God the Father was very pleased with his son, Jesus Christ. This is what God the Father said when Jesus was transfigured before his disciples on Mount Hermon. "This is my beloved Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." As a matter of fact, God the Father was even more pleased when his one and only Son was ready to suffer and die on the cross as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus always pleased his Father in heaven, even if it meant suffering and dying for your sins and my sins on the cross. And that same kind of love we should have for our children and grandchildren today. And that is also true of fathers in their relationship with their children. The Lord makes it very clear in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. And I want all children here today to listen carefully to what it says. "Hearken to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she's old." Yes, hearken to your father. In other words, listen to him. Obey him in the Lord. And I'm sure all of us understand that concept and how important it is to show our love, our honor, our respect to our father. As a matter of fact, we read in the short explanation of Martin Luther's Small Catechism, we should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents or masters, nor provoke them to anger, but to give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. The words of Paul in Ephesians, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Yes, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. This is especially true of those of you who are still at home. Those of you who are under 21 years of age. You're required. You're expected to obey your parents. I remember when I was still home, my father expected me to obey him. And when I left home, I didn't have to obey him anymore like a child, but I still honored him. I still respected him, even when we disagreed or had differences of opinion from time to time. As a matter of fact, Jesus sets the example for us, doesn't he? Jesus obeyed his parents, Mary and Joseph, as a child himself. We're told in the Gospel of Luke that Jesus at the age of 12 was obedient to them. And Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Yes, as a child himself, Jesus was willing to be obedient to his parents, even though he was the Messiah and would later become their Savior. And as a result of his obedience and great example, Jesus was also loved by his own Father in heaven. And if you and I have failed in the past to be like Jesus in his obedience, his example, for his mother and his father, you know, God forgives us today. We have God's promise in St. John's first letter. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is especially true when we come today to the table of the Lord and receive his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And the promise of the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus one day in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as we celebrate Father's Day, as we honor them, as we love them, as we respect them. And finally, but not least, children, show your love, your honor, respect for your father, especially today, on this special day. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Let children hear the mighty deeds, the truth of God's own word, that they may never doubt his love, but walk in his commands. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, God bless you and your family on this special day, Father's Day. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.